I've been doing this in this business for a long time, over 40 years, and I've never, ever, ever seen it like this, ever. And we're extremely worried, extremely, like, we've been preparing here since last fall with our equipment and stuff. I've been reaching out to my neighbors at the same time, and I'm talking about First Nations and settlements as well as other municipalities, getting together to make plans and making plans with Ag and Forestry. For example, we've had a couple of meetings already talking about how we can share resources, what resources forestry and parks would require from us if the need be, right? So all I can say is to the residents is to be that much more careful. Do not ride your quads if you have to, because that's a big, big problem. And when I say a big problem is that you have the buildup of the muskeg or debris underneath while you're riding your vehicle, and all of a sudden it ignites and you drop it, and you could have gone maybe already 2 or 3 kilometers before the fire starts. And we have several that are ignited that way, and worried about that, because with what is coming up, it might be an uncontrollable fire very, very quickly.